I'm Sean Crawford. A lot of tension these days over the possibility of a state government worker strike. Members of AFSCME have given the okay to call a strike, but no date's been set. It's uncertain if it will occur at all. AFSCME has been working for nearly 2 years without a contract, trying to work one out with the Rauner administration. We're going to talk more about that and a move by the administration to put out the call for replacement workers. Doug Finke covers state government for the State Journal Register in Springfield, and he joins us. Doug, first off, for those who might not be following this as closely, what are the sticking points in these contract negotiations that have kept the two sides apart?
Two of the major issues are wages and health care costs. The administration says the state obviously has financial problems, cannot afford to give out raises. They also contend that AFSCME members get, as they put it, platinum health care coverage, but don't pay anywhere close to platinum-level premiums for it. And the administration says you can keep your current health plan, but you're going to have to pay more for it, or you can accept lesser benefits and keep them for the same price you're paying now. But something has to change in their mind. Those are the two major sticking points. There's also the fact that the administration wants some greater latitude to privatize or outsource state jobs. The AFSCME does not want to touch that issue. There are others, but those are the major sticking points.
And the talks have ended. In fact, they've not sat down together, both sides, for quite some time. There's a lot of legal wrangling. Can you give us the overall view of where things are at now? I know there that AFSCME has taken the matter to court. Where do things stand?
The Fourth District Appellate Court ruled just last week that a temporary stay that has prevented the administration from imposing its contract terms will remain in effect until the court decides on a larger issue about whether or not an impasse exists between the two parties. As probably a lot of your listeners know, last fall, the Illinois Labor Relations Board issued a unanimous ruling saying that they did think that the state and AFSCME were at impasse in their contract talks. That ruling opened the door for the administration to unilaterally impose its contract terms. Before they could do that, AFSCME went to court and won this stay that prevents the administration from acting further, and then the court will now have to decide again on the larger issue about whether, in fact, an impasse actually exists. AFSCME thinks it does not.
You wrote an article just a few days ago about Governor Rauner's administration and an effort there to attract, I guess, what would be termed replacement workers. What was that all about? What's happening with that?
Well, the administration set up a website asking, soliciting names of people who are interested in going to work for the state. And the administration said, A, this was part of just an effort to make applying for state jobs easier. But B, they also acknowledged this would be a way to compile a list of names of people that they could tap into in the event of a strike. And I've talked to some experts in labor law. There is a general agreement among them that in the event of a strike, the state is within its rights to go out and hire temporary replacement workers in an attempt to keep state operations going. A sticking point beyond that is whether those replacement workers could, in fact, permanently take over the striking workers' jobs. The administration says that if a strike occurs, it's going to be over economic issues, and the law appears to say, or as I understand it, would allow the administration to keep those replacement workers permanently in the event of a strike over economic issues. AFSCME counters that a strike would be over unfair labor practices, meaning the administration is refusing to negotiate with them. And in that case, the state is not allowed to keep the replacements on permanently. Presumably, if it came to that, this would be yet another issue for the courts to try to figure out.
And Doug, does it seem as though from the people you've talked to, do they view this effort at attracting these replacement workers as maybe just a negotiating tool with AFSCME or something to prevent AFSCME from going out on strike? Or is it something that they're more serious about? Do you have any idea on that? Could you, you know, find anything about that?
The administration says that they have to be prepared in the event of a strike. And that's true. I mean, however unrealistic it might be to think that you're going to get 18,000 people off the street at a moment's notice and have them take over state work, it may be unrealistic, but certainly the administration is going to try to have people available in the event of a strike to try to keep some things operating. I think there's also no question that doing this is intended to send a message to AFSCME saying, you know, we're prepared, and so don't think that you can just strike and force us immediately to our knees.
Has there been any indication of whether or not this this effort has had any success from the Rauner administration's point of view? Are people signing up for it?
I've got some numbers just a few days ago from the administration. I believe it was over 2,000 people had submitted names at that point. So it's gotten a fairly decent response. I mean, 2,000 people would not replace every striking AFSCME worker if they all went out on strike, but it still is an indication of some strong interest in this thing just in the opening days of having this website up.
We're talking with Doug Finke. He covers state government for the State Journal Register. And AFSCME, if something like this were to occur, let's say that the Rauner administration was able to try to replace these workers at some point, I guess AFSCME could try legal action, but still, if you're a state government employee, you know, you could be out for quite some time while this works its way through the courts. So I've got to think that it does make the union a little bit nervous.
I would think so. As with any strike, you know, there are financial implications that striking members have to deal with. The union has said, you know, if it comes to that, they want to avoid a strike at all costs, they said. But if it comes to that, they will take steps to help their members out, you know, see them through the rough times. But it still is a big step for people. And presumably over time, there might be some people who initially go out and would decide that they can no longer continue if it becomes a protracted strike and would go back to work. You know, this is completely untried for AFSCME because in the entire 40 years that they've done collective bargaining with the state, they have not gone out on strike. So this would be an unprecedented event.
Well, Doug, we've both covered a lot of AFSCME disputes with former governors in the past. And you touched on it there. This one feels a lot different, not just because of all this talk of a strike or this or that, but I mean, it seems as though there's just a different point of view, maybe on both sides, that maybe neither side believes they're going to be able to work something out.
Well, that may be the case. There's a couple of factors going on. Number one, I don't think the state has had financial problems in the past. They've certainly never been as severe as they are now. So that has colored the negotiations to some degree. I think it's no secret that the governor is not a fan of at least union leadership. He keeps talking about how he respects state workers and their right to unionize, but he has referred to AFSCME as AFSCME in the past because he just has this intense dislike for the operation. So presumably that has colored negotiations that we haven't seen in the past.
Have you been able, from the people you've talked to get any feeling of a possibility of the two sides returning to the bargaining table? I mean, there doesn't seem as though anything's in the offing right now, but, you know, are there still people holding out hope that's going
to
happen?
Well, certainly AFSCME hopes the governor will return to the bargaining table. He has said, most recently, has emphatically said, that time is gone. We're beyond that now. So, you know, he's asked the union to work with him in implementing the contract. The union does not seem interested in doing that. They still hope he'll come back to the bargaining table, but I certainly don't see any evidence that that's going to happen.
And when it comes to the possibility of a strike, that's out there, but at least at this point, there's no indication when or even if that's going to happen. Just for those that haven't really been watching this as closely, there's no indication that that's in the offing anytime soon either.
No, and the best thing I can say about that is when I was researching the story about replacement workers, one of the labor experts I talked to, we were talking about just the possibility of a strike, and he said the best thing for the union is right now is the status quo, and that's what they achieved with this court ruling last week. So if the status quo is maintained until the court rules on a larger issue, that could be months away.
Just a couple of minutes here left, Doug, and I did want to also talk about another issue that could certainly impact state workers and maybe a lot faster than the discussion over a strike, and that is Lisa Madigan, the Attorney General, is in court. She's actually appealed to the Illinois Supreme Court, asking for them to really stop paychecks for state workers. Those have been continuing on due to a court order, even though there's been no appropriation in the budget. That issue, a lot of people think, could, you know, come to a head sometime sooner and maybe even force a budget deal. From what you're hearing on that, is that where things stand right now?
Well, exactly. And it's an interesting position because a circuit court in a judge in St. Clair County had ruled that the employees can be paid without a budget. The Supreme Court in a separate case ruled that employees cannot be paid without a budget in place. So you have these conflicting rulings out there, and everyone assumed that at some point the Supreme Court was going to end up taking up this whole issue of whether every state employee should be paid even without a budget. Lisa Madigan is attempting to sort of expedite that. She wants to skip the appellate court level, go directly to the Supreme Court, and get it resolved once and for all.
And there has been some legislation filed, I know, both bipartisan legislation, two different bills, I believe, that would deal with making sure that employees got paid no matter what.
That is correct. At this point, neither one of those bills, they're both in the House, neither one of those bills has passed. One of them would guarantee workers get paid only until June 30th, which is the end of the fiscal year. The other bill would ensure they get paid forever. There are concerns about that version that the legislature would lose control over spending in state agencies, and they don't want to do that.
That's Doug Finke. He covers state government for the State Journal Register. Doug, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Sure.